good people. Welcome to another episode of the Strategically Reckless Podcast. Excuse that. I am your host, Jay Brown, a.k.a. Mr. 710. And we are glad you are joining us once again. Boy, what up, though? Hope everybody is having a wonderful. There we go. We rocking and rolling now. Chill, bro. Yeah, we rocking and rolling now. Go live over here and bring these good folks in over there. Man, we made it to another Monday. I'm out here. I'm ready to rock and roll. Out here ready to rock and roll. The wife in there about to make up some noise. Probably doing some drilling. Yeah. There we go. Bringing in that TikTok audience right quick. I want to thank everybody for listening via Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube Live, as well as iHeartRadio. You listen on Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcast. We thank you for listening. Go ahead and rate us a 5 stars where you can. We greatly appreciate it. Yeah. And so look, on tonight's show, we're going to talk about this, my girl dad patience. We also going to talk about some butt naked baby expectation pictures, some old beefs, as well as some of this new kid language that bothers me. Shark Muppet fan, what up, though? It bothers me, yo. But before we get to this, I want to go ahead and wish my dad. He's in the chat yet. Yeah, I want to wish him a happy birthday. Happy 70th birthday. Man, don't look over 59. I want to wish him a happy birthday. I hate that we couldn't do nothing special on the lanes for you on Thursday when he actually celebrated. But, man, we got something saved up for when we see you. Hey. But yeah, look. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all real quick, man. I know a lot of people, it's a lot of bad raps about dads out there. I got one that's in the Hall of Fame. He's going directly to the Hall of Fame of fathers. Because that's one thing that he's always been a wonderful example of. And that's being a great dad. Because I look. But what do I do as a foster dad? Oh, I know it's something that ain't worth a damn. And so, for mine to be dope and for all the other ones out there that's dope out here in these streets, salute. Super salute to you. Yeah. All right. I had to get that on out of the way. Feel like most of the time his birthday falls on one of those off weeks. And so I usually miss it. But if y'all could wish him a happy birthday in this chat, man, I greatly appreciate y'all. That would be dope. That would be super dope. Here we go. And so, you know, my parenting journey. What up, Jen? Jenna in the place. My parenting journey has been far different than my dad's. And so, you know, it's weird when I call him for advice on how to do something or how to deal with these kids. And you know, whether it's the boy, whether it was 1, 2, and 3, whether it's when we had the white kids or, you know, these two little girls right here that we have now, you know, it's weird because he grew up and he was the oldest brother, but all he had was boys, right? All he had was boys. And so, you know, I can't call him all the time about what to do with a girl. And so being a girl dad, and when I'm out here trying to do girl dad things, it don't always work out right. And like, and then they turn around and test my patience. And so what I do, like, I have a habit of throwing the girls up into the bed. I appreciate those likes over there, Jenna. Throw the girls into the bed, boom, they think it's a joke. I grab them up and tell them not to do something, and then give them a little kiss on the forehead and send them on their way. They think it's sweet over here. That's the problem. They think it's sweet over here, and it's not. It ain't sweet over here at all. because they test the girl dad patients. And they went from, so it was crazy. So with the ones that we have now, they 1 and 2, and they have given us every reason and all the ammunition that we will ever need for any older couple that was thinking about still trying to have babies. Look, it's the reason why you don't supposed to have babies in your late 30s and 40s. Like, that's just, hey, that's what knows, that's the expiration date at that point. And so what you don't want to do is have to chase them around. And then on top of that, what I've realized is that my patience for kid stuff is gone. All these new languages and all this talking and all this other stuff just ain't gonna work, yo. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. They went from not talking at all, and you try to teach them to talk, and now they won't stop talking. They got too much to say, and they always end up saying it at the wrong time. Be out here really talking trash as if they can do something. I'm about to say, they be talking shit. Like, it's ridiculous. They repeat only the cuss words. My wife saw something on the movie the other day, and she said, WTF, loud. And the 2-year-old was like, why, yes, I'll join in on saying that too. And she hauled off WTF about 4 times in a row, back to back. And we didn't respond to it and tell her not to do it because we didn't want her to feel entitled or encouraged to keep on doing it. Like, but she just went up, took it upon herself. What the? She felt like that was what she was supposed to be saying. She repeated after me one time. I used to say, got your ass. Whether it's something that they got caught doing or with the dogs or whatever, got your ass. And so when I would say that, she would repeat it. And then she would repeat it like most kids just repeat it in that moment. Hey, appreciate the follow, don't trust the women. Most of the time they'll just repeat it in that moment, but no, not this one. This one would repeat it for no reason. Just as a dig to see if she can get away with saying it, because I think she know that she know. You ain't supposed to be saying it. Got your ass. She'll just say it, just drop it off. Got your ass. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. And so, this one, the 2-year-old, she's something different. Because I caught her today pushing tears out of her eyes after my wife had to say something to her. Had to talk real rough to her. And I saw her pushing tears out of her eyes. I was like, ooh-wee. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. No problem, Pop. That you would go push some tears out your eyes and then try to eyeball. See, that's another thing. Like, these new parents must allow their kids to eyeball them. I was not allowed to eyeball my parents like I was about to do something. They was going to ask a question. What's up, Sherry Nothing? They was going to ask a question. Would you want to do something? The answer at all times was going to be no. And if it wasn't, look, that was going to be the beginning of your problems. Not whatever got you there in the first place. Just whatever. Like, that was going to be the beginning of your problems. And so, but this is the other issue. You can't just ask these two the question. Oh, you trying to do something? Because they're going to say yes. They're going to say yes all the time, every time. And now what you got to do? You got to do something. You got to show them that fat meat ain't greasy. The unfortunate part of showing them that fat meat ain't greasy, they ain't gonna remember They thinking about a steak or something. This weekend, the little one told me no. Real aggressively. I told her to get up out of her sister's chair. And she was, no! Hold up. Wait a minute. Who are you talking to with that level of aggression? But please help me understand who it is that you're talking to with that level of aggression, because the way you said no, you must be sleeping. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, is that you sleepy. You too sleepy to realize who the hell you talking to. No. No, we're not doing this one. So let me tell you, I'm going to go ahead and send you right directly to bed. Because see, I have to ask myself the question. Who the hell does she think she's talking to? Who does she think she's talking to? Because it can't be me. Because if I ask her, you talking to me like that? She going to say yes. Which, for those of us that have sense, you know, that was the wrong answer. I'm talking to you like that, Mom. Talking to you like that, Daddy. Yeah, that'd be a good way to get knocked up upside your head. And she was talking to me. And I did have a problem with it. I did want to grab up just a little bit. You want me to knock you in the next week? She repeated. No, for real. I'm going to knock you in the next week. You want me to do that? Yes. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. I has never knocked no one into next week before. I guess there's a first time for everything. Because I has never done that before. But if you wanna see, you know, that's gonna get you taken. That's a bad idea. What's going on, good people? Thank you for joining. This is the Strategically Reckless Podcast. We are talking about these girls testing girl dad patience. And I don't understand it. Because they don't understand that they lucky that we not allowed to give them little flicks or pinches or whatnot. We're not allowed to. Not allowed to. Operative words. Well, look. So, you know, it's time. Speaking of babies, right? Some of these baby expecting pinches, they've gotten out of hand. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. They've gotten out of hand. And you know what? It's one thing if you want to take a picture and you got your stomach out. Like, oh, look. Here's a picture of my baby while it's still inside me. Cool. Not here for it. I mean, not against that. I'm fine with that all day. All day. Fine with that. Not against it at all. Even if you got a dude in this pre-paternity picture. All right, cool. He dressed, you dressed, bam. Or he dressed, and you not dressed, but you covering everything except for the baby that's in your stomach. Cool, bam. You, great picture. The picture that I'm referencing right now, somebody else posted it, came across my timeline. Well, both of them was naked. The man and the woman was butt naked in the baby expectations pictures. Now, all right, if this is what you want to do, this is what you want to do. I don't know. I don't always agree with sharing everything with the world at all. It's our ball. What up, though? Like, I'm not against you sharing your pictures. But you gotta understand what's gonna come with it. Like, everybody's not gonna think that it's cool, cute, or whatever. And they was getting trashed in the comments. Like, the comments was roasting him in a different kind of way, talking about, and you know what? All right. Before I get to what they were saying, let me just go ahead and say that none of the jokes was directed towards the woman. Not a single one that I read. The woman was above reproach. Y'all, she had a full reprieve in this situation. But the dude, he was just an average built dude. Just average. Like, average when I say he don't... Fam didn't work out. He ain't work out. Like, he wasn't gonna be confused as no bodybuilder or ex-athlete or anything like that. He's probably built like a musician. No roast. No disrespect. If he was an athlete, he would be a bowler. Or a golfer. Ain't none of them like just swole like that. But he ain't gonna be seen as a heartthrob to nobody but her. According to the comments. Like, that's where we were at. And when you out here putting yourself out there like that, you have accomplished the one thing, and that is to go viral. But you definitely opened up the floodgates for them jokes. Oh my God. They was talking about, I hope fam, I hope he got his toes done. I hope that, you know, he slide past the agenda next time he decided to take a picture with his shirt off. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm like, yo, I'm glad I don't take myself too seriously. Because if I was to ever decide to do something like that, that would, the internet is a horrible place. Especially if you're going to try to put yourself out there like that. That's cool. You put it, look, you ass out. People wake up from dreams if they happen to be naked in the wrong situation. They wake up from dreams. You can't get to no clothes and you're running down the street. Whew. Am I in a badass dream? I was butt naked and I didn't know where my clothes were. Like, I get it. I get it 100%. But come on, man. Like, you already know, like, in these internet streets, black people don't take nothing serious at all. At all. Even if Buddy was in shape, we was going to find something wrong. Cause her arms long as hell. It was built like an orangutan. Look at the fan with that long ass neck. Look at him. He got some long toes. He can pick up two remotes. Like, they gonna talk, they gonna find anything. Black people find anything. If you wanna be wrong, if you put yourself out there, you gonna find something. Look. Beyonce wasn't against being roasted before she became fully Beyonce. They roasted her so bad that she stopped doing interviews. So, yeah, look, Beyonce is not above. She's not immune back then. Real quick while I'm on that subject. Hey, shout out to Jay-Z for sticking up for his woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, some things got to be said, and you got to be in the correct situation in order to say them. And it's not the first time that it's come up, but you know, sometimes the player got to do what the player got to do. Even if he was lying a little bit about when I get nervous, I start telling the truth. And then they panned to her. She was like, So he must not be nervous then. he lying right now. What up, son? What up, though? What's up, La? Yeah, like, you know, I'm just thinking about it like, yo. I mean, overall, the message was dope. The message is what it needed to be. Yes, it did not make sense. But we all do know that music in its totality is subjective to the ear that it's going into. And so if there's a song that I like, then that's not to say that this next person gonna like it. I can tell you that it's dope, but if you listen to it and you like, kind of mid. All right, cool. This song will win my vote. It's not gonna get yours. And then when you turn around and you think about who's listening to, you know, Beyonce's catalog and who's listening to Taylor Swift's catalog, it's probably not all the same people. There's a whole bunch of people that listen to the Beyonce catalog that will look at Taylor Swift and not like anything that's on there, will have zero intention on turning it off. Some of those people probably making their decisions. Could you play five? Hold on, let me think. I don't know if I would recognize four Taylor Swift songs. I would be hard pressed. I don't know. I cannot name one. Not outright as I'm sitting right here, but I just don't. I'm not voting on the Grammys, and I'm not the one that's, I don't claim to be a music savant in that way, but I won't have that same difficulty with Beyonce songs. I don't have anything against Taylor Swift. I just don't, or haven't. I say, listen to her music. If she wasn't with security, and she was just out in the street somewhere, in the mall, I would probably walk right past her. As I would with many other celebrities. Like, I had the ones that I like and that I rock with, and then outside of that, you know, it's everybody else. If I see you, and then from like the everybody else, like if I know who you are, it ain't even no guarantee that I would go up and say nothing. Like I just don't. I don't operate like that. Like I see it, but you gotta be high up on my list when you even say something. Like I spoke to Terrell Owens. I ain't say nothing to Allen Iverson. I was mad. Go Fanatic, what up though? I was mad at Allen Iverson. I ain't say nothing to him when I saw him in the bar. He was on the escalator right behind me. I didn't say a damn thing to him. I still got beat from the crossover to MJ. Sorry. I don't let nothing go. Like, I'm going to just have to, you just going to have to deal with it. I'm holding on to that beef. I tell you this. If I was in the same room with anybody from the Pistons from 1991 down to 86, I probably wouldn't speak to none of them. I don't care if it's John, Sally, John Edwards, Vinnie Johnson, Adrian Dantley, Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars. I don't care. I wouldn't talk to them. One of Bill Laimbeer, especially not Bill Laimbeer. I'd be hard pressed not to commit a crime. I'd be like, I'm not doing this with Bill Laimbeer. He is not Rick Mahorn. None of them. I got eternal beef with them. Speaking of eternal beefs, I feel like Eminem and Benzino, they gonna have the eternal beef. I thought this was settled back in the early 2000s. I thought it was over with. I thought Benzino was done trying to rap. Like I felt like at that point when they had their little beef and bust them over the head with the diss track, I figured it should have been over with. Like, I don't know no other songs by Benzino. Benzino had been real quiet. And then all of a sudden he popped back on the scene when he started working out. Like, everybody was gonna be like, oh shoot, look at Benzino. Like, no. Nobody did that. Everybody was like, yo, this is weird. You could go put a shirt on and then go back to hiding. We don't like this. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is the truth. And nobody was like, look how swole Benzino is. We was just like, yo, this is weird. Put a shirt on. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes back up with, I had no idea where the hell they found this Benzino dog. Where the dog got these real skinny arms. It's like a Chihuahua and a pit bull, you know. And then came out a Benzino dog. But this dog was real big up top, real small on the bottom. And I hate to say it, the Benzino dog looked like Benzino, man. This is some bullshit. This is ridiculous that the Benzino dog looked like Benzino. But I guess Eminem dropped some kind of... He just took an unsolicited shot at Benzino and started the whole beef back up 20-something years later. Thought they was done. I think it was centered around the Benzino dog that put Benzino back in the thought process of Eminem. So he took some unsolicited shots at Benzino. And then I'm scrolling through TikTok and then I'm hearing this diss track by Benzino and I'm like, hold up. This Benzino for real. And I didn't turn it off right away because I was just like, you know what? Let me go to the comments why he's still rapping. Cause I was like, yo, I was trying to validate some of the thoughts that I had. I didn't want to be the only one to think that, oh, this is decent. I was like, ew. And so there's a whole bunch of people like, yo, this is decent, man. I thought this was over with 20 years ago. And the crazy part was, it was a whole bunch of people that was like, I like him, but this is pretty dope. My thought process was, this is weird that y'all still beefing with each other. But this beat ain't too bad. And these raps ain't too bad. And if you had these type of bars, Benzino, you probably still would have been rapping. So congratulations to whoever wrote that for you. Because you did good. You did good. Take a sip to that being good. You hit Benzino with some good bars. A little pausey. Pause. But he gave you a good rap. You did some research. I'm proud of him for that. He spit the bars like he was supposed to, even though he ain't write them. But listening in at that, I was thinking to myself, you know what? What a great time to go over one of my... All right, so my top five diss tracks. They might not be the ones that hurt the most. But my number one was No Vaseline by Ice Cube. He crushed the whole group. All of them. He ain't leave no stone unturned. It was real high treasonish and Benedict Arnold this. But I get it. He can leave no stones unturned. Like, we was going, I'm going to flame all of y'all to the point where y'all can't come back. That one's my number one. Hit 'Em Up was number two. Hit 'Em Up, number two by Tupac. Tupac flamed all of Bad Boy and Junior Mafia. He was so angry. And I thought they was friends. He was just like, no, we ain't friends. You a stranger. And we said, we all saw the movie. We see how everything got everything played out. But you know, I was thinking about this, like, yo, if I heard this song about me, I had to go see him right away. Like, there's no way. Like, I almost feel like there had to have been somebody that was like, hey, Pac, don't put this one out. Hey, chill. Like, first off, oh, you started right there. Well, damn. All right, well, they're gonna go. Oh shit, you still going? Like, this is crazy. And so you have these things in which, like, Pac was super hard. That's my number two. Number three, I was kind of conflicted, but I had to go ahead and put Ether in there. And this is the bad part of having to put Ether up there right towards the top, in the top three. I was a super Jay-Z fan at the time. And it was tearing my ass up to having to hear this and knowing that it sounded great. I'm like, yo, fam, killing Jay-Z. Oh, he killing Jigga. Like, this is crazy. Because I wanted Jay-Z to win after Takeover. I thought it was gonna be enough, and then it wasn't enough. And then he came back with Super Ugly and Got Yourself a Gun, all of that stuff. But those two, Ether and then Takeover. And then, you know what? I'm trying to figure out. It's gonna be a tie between. You know what? It ain't no tie. Dre Day, F with Dre Day is still probably one of my favorite songs. That Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Eazy-E beef that they had going back and forth was hilarious to me. That was, I'm about to date myself for a second. Dre Day, that beef with Eazy-E was going on during the times in which I think I had to be about 14 years old. Maybe a little bit younger than that. But those songs used to come on the box. Y'all remember the box? Where they just played videos on TV all day. And people could call in and request what videos they wanted to play. Wow, EPO, EPA, Doggy Dog, definitely get that. Yo, they was playing that over and over again. Over and over. When that song first came out, the joint was getting played over and over again. That's, man, the box brought back memories. Just playing Rex and Effects. I think my cousin got in trouble. Running up the bill one day, calling to request videos. Hey, all right. So that's some stuff that got us in trouble as kids. This new kid language and how they talk to adults is bothersome to me. And I just had a conversation with the lady at the daycare, because I guess the young man that she's taking care of calls her bruh. And I'm like, call you bruh? No. Like I get it. And then I saw a shirt. It was a hoodie online that said, "Bruh," in big letters, formerly known as Mom, in parentheses underneath "Bruh." And there was a whole bunch of people in the comment section of this shirt. I think this was on like Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. That this is so disrespectful to the mother. This is so bad. I can't believe anybody will wear this. Oh, take this down. And this and that. And I'm like, while I agree, it's a whole lot of kids out here calling their mom and stuff, or lady authority in their lives, bruh. As if they got a dangling. Are you serious? Like, stop playing. Like, yo, bro was only reserved for the bros, for the fellas. I see you. Hey, what up, bro? What up, bro? Or whatever. Like, this is just kind of how we operate. Like, this is kind of what it is. Like, you're not gonna. Bruh and bro and all this stuff is not for, it's not for the ladies. I'm sorry. It's not for you to call the ladies. I don't know very many of these ladies that's out here like, yo, I'm gonna identify myself as bruh. Like, you can't call your mom bruh. It's mom. This is how we get down. Like, and maybe I'm just old. And old I will be. But it's just some stuff that I can't allow. What's up, kid? Queen Jax, what up, mama? There's just stuff I just can't allow. I'm not built like that. I wasn't raised like that. You're just not going to talk to me any kind of way. First of all, I'm not your friend. And I'm damn sure not your bruh. He's like, the little girl we used to take care of, she was like, dang, bruh. I'm like, chill. That's you cussing and calling me, bro? Because the dang is way too close. I used to think that my parents was being unreasonable for not allowing me to drop off dang when they told me to do something. And now I get it. Because when I have a six-year-old drop off dang, bro, like I'm some kid, like I'm their friend. Yeah, I'm not your effing bro. Let's start off there. Secondly, it ain't no dang, you do. And then later on, she yelled out, "What the freak? Whoa!" Wow! What the freak? That's something I ain't never thought about trying to get that one off. No. Hey, we not doing that over here. You can do it when you get back home. But I'm about to call your mama because I'm a hater. You don't let her say, "What the freak," do you? I know you don't let her say that now, do you? Like, that's my phone call to her mama. Like, hey, we're not doing this. "What the freak" is a no-go. Because that is way too close to being... Like, when you say it in the right context, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. WTF. And your F and my F can't be... No. Mm-mm. What the freak? I lost my... Come here. Who you talking to? Who you talking to? I don't play that. I'm way too old for that. Way too old for that. And look, before I get to my last segment, this last segment, because I always give out etiquette when a big event is coming up. This etiquette is brought to you by the 710 Print Shop, where you get it's the number one place for all of your custom apparel. Just like this, I'm not actually funny. I'm just mean, and people think I'm joking. You can get it from the website at www.the710printshop. That's www.the710print.shop.com. Boom. Put in Team 710 for this kind of checkout. This weekend, the Super Bowl is here. And some of you guys might be going to parties. Some of you might be staying at home. For those of you that are going to parties, let me just go ahead and let you know. This is the etiquette when you go into somebody else's house. If they have food, it is not for you to get full. It's snacks. It's for you to snack on. You're going to be there all day. Just snack. It's just to go up there and get you a little bit and come back. We don't want you to eat all the food. Also, please, bring something with you. If they tell you, oh man, you ain't got to bring no food or whatever, bring a bottle. If they tell you, hey, you need me to bring some ice. Don't show up empty-handed. I don't care if you bringing some cookies. I don't care if you bringing some party favors to partake in. Don't show up empty-handed. But also, if you go into a Super Bowl party at church, don't bring weed with you. That's against etiquette. That's against protocol. You know better. And the last one is oh so important. Look at here. Don't go to nobody's Super Bowl party and blow their bathroom up. There ain't no boo-booing in somebody else's house. If you boo-boo in somebody else's house that you ain't dating or having sex with, you are a special human being. And there's a place that got a lot of rooms with 10 by 10s. You know what type of emergency it got to be for me to boo-boo in somebody else? Come on, man. I'm just put that out there. No boo-booing at other people's house. I've had people do it at my house, and I've never looked at them the same way. Some of my wife's people done dropped some monster deuces in our bathroom. One of her dance friends dropped a monster deuce in our bathroom. I went in there behind her like, whoa. I know she didn't. Her visitation privileges are revoked. You can't go to nobody's house and do that. You do that at somebody's house the first time you went over there, you have zero respect at all. You are uncouth, unethical. And you, you can't do that. You can't do that at all. Oh, before I get out of here, there was this one video. Ain't got nothing to do with the Super Bowl. This is a teacher that was struggling with some names. And it was a whole bunch of like super, super ghetto names that the kids were using. And yes, it was a skit. I had to go through that in real life. So I lived in South Korea for 2.5 years. And they got a whole lot of letter combinations that we don't use in the States. Like HY, HW, TS stuff and whatnot. And so one of my students, his name was Hyung something, Hyung Lee Kim or whatever. That's not exact. But the one that's important is Hyun. And I said it. I'm like, Hyun. He responds to me, Hyun. And that's what I said. Hyun. Hyun, teacher. Oh, fam, you a little spicy with that teacher. Hold on now. I said, Hyun. I know I said it. No, Hyun. Hyun? Hyun! We gonna fight. How about that? I'm gonna call you Jeff. I don't want to call you Jeff. I'm a Hyun. So here's the crazy part. While I was over there, I downloaded Rosetta Stone. I put the Rosetta Stone in, and I'm like, Hyun. And then let them say Hyun to the Rosetta Stone. And this fool was getting all of it wrong. Trying to say it like he thought I wasn't saying it. Like I ain't know what I was doing. Like my mouth don't work. You talking about some Hyun. I know what I'm saying. Y'all the ones that got problems thinking that I look like Shaq and Obama. Go on somewhere. But look, good people, I thank everybody for tuning in. Let me get on up off this thing, man. I got a lot of work I got to do before I get on up out of here. Once again, go ahead. Look, I'm about to be super busy. So if any of your Shogun, Strike Academy, bowling shirts that you want, any of it, if you want the I'm actually not funny. I'm just mean and people think I'm joking if it fits you. Go to the website, www.the710printshop.com. You know, things about to take off. 2024 about to be lit. Until next time, good people. Y'all stay safe out in these streets. Yo, that's that behind the scenes, yo. What up, Frank? Canton, what up, Eric? How you living, buddy? Yo.